I think that it is not just in script. If we need the date, can somebody give me the date when, rather than naming Greg Guma, but the date? It's really been the last 4 years, so the change of EDs and the effect that it has on staffing and the effect that it's had on the affiliate task force program. An overview. That's what I would ask for.
So for point of information, you're saying that you feel we need to send a letter to the National Board with an overview of... So this is basically a letter giving history of
the affiliate task force over the last few years. But it's an alert that we have deep concerns about the way the affiliate task force is being handled and what it means in terms of its future. And anybody feel free to correct that or put it in different terminology.
Well, could I suggest that it's a letter stating our concern about the deterioration of the program and proposals for improving its health.
Fine.
Well, there's a problem because I think we have to be very clear about the fact that this is a task force separate from the program, in that we don't want to that this proposal is coming from the task force and not from the program and not from the program administrator.
Gotcha. Okay, so if we substitute task force for program, would that reflect the maker of the motion's intent?
Afia, this is Ursula. Can I speak?
Please.
Chandra, Afia made a request for a copy of the proposal that the task force made last year together with Greg Guma about an outreach department. Do you
yes.
have a copy of that?
Yes, I do.
Can you provide that to Afia?
Afia, what is your email?
Please don't say that on the...
Right. Don't say it online. Teresa, why don't you email it to me? Because
okay.
you have my email and you have hers.
Okay.
Thank you. That was okay. That was a good idea.
Okay.
And then I'll send it off.
But, Madam Chair, I'm still a little bit confused as to what the motion is, the resolution, and the way it started out. This is what I have so far. D. Colbert moved that as a task that the
task force inform the PNB.
Write a letter to the PNB with an overview of deep concerns about the deterioration of the program and proposals for improving itself. That's what I have so far.
But actually, Dina, go ahead. You correct it.
It's not so much the deterioration of the program, and those words don't resonate with me.
Yes.
It's the deterioration of Pacifica staff handling the affiliate program. It's management. It's the management and oversight of the affiliate task force coordinator and its program. The program itself has not deteriorated yet.
Mm-hmm.
It will now that we don't have an assistant. It will because we can't do the advisory board. It will at the rate it's going, But at this moment, it has not deteriorated. So I have a problem using that word.
Is there someone else who wants to speak?
The oversight of the affiliate coordinator has produced great dissension.
Well, I'm not, Madam Chair, I'm not so sure that it's the oversight of the program coordinator. I think it's some, it's the, some of the comments that have been made in
about the whole program.
Of the whole, about the whole program. So it makes me wonder where the executive director is coming. So that's the kind of discussion I would like to have. I'm not making any accusations about her management other than what she said in public, so I'd like to get that clarified.
So then what we're really asking the board, we're alerting the board to an attitude? I'm not sure at this point.
Well, what about concerns about the status and future of the task force and program?
That sounds better.
Okay, so move that the task force write a letter to the National Board with an overview of deep concerns about the status and future of the task force and the affiliate program?
Correct.
Do we have a second?
And remind the board of a motion that was passed by the National Board last year, but maybe that's too much detail.
Well, the other thing is that, I mean, once we have the resolution, then someone can assume responsibility for preparing the first draft and getting input from the rest of us so that we can make sure that the, what we view as essential points are included. So I don't think we have to do that at this on this call.
We need a second to the motion.
I'd like to speak to a motion, if I could. This is Ursula.
Go ahead.
It seems to me that, that the thing is, the affiliates program was designed with a particular mission, which was generated in 2002 and was approved in spirit by it was approved by the PNB, basically with the instruction to implement, you know, to flesh out the details of that particular mission. And it seems to me on some level, you know, there needs to be an affirmation or a lack of affirmation or somehow there needs to be some sort of, you know, revisiting of that as to whether that mission still holds or not.
I think that that is one of the points that would be listed in such a letter, and that when the letter is circulated, that if it's not already stated, that would be added as input.
Is it Deb Shafto?
Go ahead, Deb.
I would like to have I understand the request of the letter and for the ED's time. What I would like for the ED to do is to go over the budget and in detail, and then come back to us with a report, because I think that's where the major contention is about the program. I mean, if we charge the program with a national debt, it's going to look like a very bad program, and that's, you know, in a way, that's what's been done. So I think that it, in the letter to the ED requesting her, that we need to
We are not talking about the letter to the ED. We're talking about a letter to the Pacifica National Board at this point.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that altogether. I'm sorry. Has the letter to the ED been finalized? I mean, that's the last...
No.
I mean, I think that the process, frankly, to answer your question, I had told Nicole that we wanted to meet with her, and she told me to get back with her when we were ready to do that. So my plan was simply
when she was ready, or when she was ready, or when we were.
When we are ready.
Okay.
So my plan was simply to call her and say that we're ready to meet with you, and we'd like to do it by within this time frame. Now, be mindful of the fact that, you know, in fact, when is the Green Party convention? That's next week, yes?
Yes. This is this weekend.
This weekend or next weekend?
I believe it's, hold on a second.
The Green Party convention.
Yeah, this, you're right.
It's this weekend.
Yeah. So theoretically, the time period that we asked for may be workable, but that because it's between the political convention. So yeah, okay. So my plan is to just call her and to say that I can follow it up with an email, and I can say to her that want clarification of the affiliate's budget, but that's what we want to discuss.
Yeah, that was really my point, and I'm sorry for interrupting the flow of the discussion.
Okay.
As a follow-up to that, could I just make one comment? That it sounds like we're going to need two separate meetings with the ED. This particular meeting before GRC is about budget only. But we need another meeting on the status of the affiliate and what she sees for its future.
Well, we can ask for two meetings, and you can give me a date as to when, or maybe we can make that during the first meeting. But we may wind up with one longer meeting rather than two shorter meetings.
Well, we're going to have to get ready tonight for it, then.
Madam Chair, are we saying that we don't think we could discuss the status of affiliates and the plan for the future of the affiliates in the meeting when we're discussing the budget?
The way we wrote
the motion, it was to have a discussion of budget only. Unless we amend that, that's the way the first motion was written.
Madam Chair, can I make a motion to amend the one that we just passed?
If there's no objection, I would certainly entertain one.
All right, I move to add at the motion reads at this time, request a telephone conference with the call with the ED by July 20th for clarification of the affiliate budget, comma, the status of the affiliate program and plan for its future.
I second it.
I was going to suggest that we also invite the ED, whether he comes or not, since we're talking about the budget.
You mean the CFO?
I mean, what did I say, the CD?
ED.
Yeah, the CFO.
Madam Chair?
So would you consider that a friendly amendment? Would the maker of the motion consider, well, I'm not even supposed to be as the chair, missing him. Teresa, go ahead.
I say that at this point that we should try just to get a meeting with the executive director. The executive director is in charge of the CFO, and I think we just need some quality time with the executive director at this point.
Okay. Is that the feeling of the group?
I agree with Teresa.
Okay. All right. So are there any objections to amending the previous motion to...
I think it's a substitute motion.
I think it's an. I think it's to amend by adding.
I don't know. I am not a Robert's Rules person,
Madam.
So I
am moving to amend by adding to the original motion the line status of the affiliate program and plan for its future.
Could the secretary reread the entire motion?
Request a telephone conference call with the executive director by July 20th for clarification of the affiliate budget, comma, status of the affiliate program and plan for its future.
Okay. Are there any objections to
motion as amended?
Is the motion as amended? Then can have the record reflect that it passed unanimously.
Now, Madam Chair, I noticed that we never got a second for the second motion of Dina Colbert. We were in the process of discussing it, which makes it very easy for the minutes. But let me repeat what I have so far of that motion. Move that the task force write a letter to the Pacifica National Board with an overview and concerns about the status and future of the task force and the affiliate program.
I believe Chandra seconded that.
Correct.
I did not. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but I didn't hear her second that at this point. I think we were just kind of making up as we went.
She said I second.
Oh, now she is?
No, not now. Previously.
I think I heard it, too. I think it just was a conversation. You missed it.
And I think a reminder is that at a task force, we are not strictly governed. And so as long as the decorum of the meeting is upheld, I think the chair in this case has the leniency to make a determination without the formality.
And if the content of the motion is consistent with the maker's intent, then I would. So I would ask, is it? Dina?
You're asking me what?
Is it consistent with your intent? Is this what you were asking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's been seconded, and is there any discussion about the motion, any further discussion, since we've had substantial discussion? Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing no objections, then I would ask that the record reflect that it passed unanimously.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would like the persons to write this letter to be Rip Robbins, Afia Wangaza, and I would be happy to help with this letter, unless someone else prefers otherwise.
Rip Robbins here. I am absolutely jammed. And I'm happy to collaborate, but I'm not going to be able to originate much.
I'm in the same position. So then the question would be whether or not the secretary could do the first draft, and then Rip and I could make input.
Madam Chair, this is not my motion. I think that what is in this letter would be some of the details that Rip Robbins has included in letters that he has recently sent, and also some of the history of that you have mentioned. I am a little bit reluctant to start from scratch when I think that gathering this information would be rather time-consuming, and I'm not quite sure what we want to do with this letter. We're educating, if I'm understanding, we're educating the national board.
We're alerting the national board.
Alerting, okay.
To the urgency of what's taking place.
Dina, do you have a feel for what you want in this letter? I'd be happy to help with it, but I don't think I should make the first draft. I have a few ideas of some things that I think need to be put in this letter, but...
Why don't you put them in and just keep passing it along? It will evolve.
I tell you what, this is if you will, I will start a draft tonight. If you will call me tomorrow, we will add to it, and then I will pass it on to Afia and Rip for their additions.
I can only do it in the morning. I have clients.
Fine, call me in the morning.
Okay.
And Madam Chair and Rip Robbins, if you have something specifically that you think needs to be in this letter, could you send it to me tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, you don't have to do anything real fancy at this point, but, I mean, if I go off on a tangent, you might save me some time if you have something that you think needs to be put in right away.
Okay. Okay.
I'll make a presentation that Teresa Allen will compile the letter.
I'm doing a lot of research on this, but I'm not organized. But I did just find the April 2007 outline from Greg Guma called Structure Proposal. It was taken from his proposals for restructuring the national office. And it's the excerpt called Outreach and Development Division. Under that, there's a manager, and the item bullet point says expanded role for Ursula, revised job description, salary increase, staff to maintain current affiliates program, links.
Can you send that to the whole affiliate task?
You can send it to the whole list if you want, to the affiliate.
That's a good idea.
List right now. Okay. And, you know, I know I've got a lot of this material, and I really just haven't had time to be an archivist and secretary and researcher to go back and look for it, but, but obviously the need's there. So I'm going to try to get this stuff as I find it out in public again, because everyone's forgotten about it. Okay, so I'll send that.
And, Madam Chair, the third
motion.
Right. Is that we write a letter bulleting what's going on to inform the affiliates and to ask them to direct the task force what they would like the task force to do about it.
Okay.
I have the I found a motion that we had put forward on the creation of the Pacifica Outreach Division. Should I send that along? I think that was the one that was approved, if I'm correct.
That would be great.
That would be the aftermath of these items I'm looking at right now from last April, and then we constructed something and sent it to the board.
Okay, so I can send that off, too.
I would be happy for any comments or synopsis of what you might like to be included in this letter. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, going back to
I'm sorry, I found there's a few things here.
And just a point of information, Rip, is your memory correct on this? That what Greg Guma set out to do when we asked for Ursula to get an increase in compensation and a job description, the whole package that you're sending us was what was approved by the board?
Actually, I haven't found that quite yet. I just found the first notes, and what I think is significant about what I'm just sending here is that I'll find the original document. And I think I have part of that here in the January 07 board packet. But what I'm trying to point to is what I believe is the characterization of how this evolved was that Greg actually was interested in what he called a reorganization of the national office. And
this is part of that, yes.
And it was part of that. And then what happened, though, in that same January, that was the January that the that simultaneously then in that around that January is when Personnel Committee, which had been swinging back and forth because of the one vote things, depending on who was absent, really sent to the board the contract provisions which called for Greg's evaluation before a contract could be written, and it started the downward spiral of the hostile board toward Greg.
Right.
And so he never acted on this proposal, and it was our task force and, you know, speaking about this with Ursula saying, well, wait a minute, nothing's going to happen now. And so that's why the task force began work, and we revived this with Greg. But it was not Ursula's origination of this, and it was not the task force origination. It was the executive director's initiative that we followed up with.
That's correct.
Point of information.
Please.
I do want to remind Rip that he's saying a lot of very useful information that would go into this letter. So, and you could probably write this letter with your hands tied behind your back. So don't hesitate to put it in writing if you have something that's coming to you. My second point is that we're now discussing what I think was the resolution that we just passed, and we're on resolution number 3.
Correct. Can you read the resolution?
Something about second letter to the affiliates informing them and asking them to direct letter bulleting what is going on to inform affiliates and ask them to direct the task force. That's all I have.
It's a letter to the affiliates bulleting what's going on within the affiliate program and the PNB. They need the big picture as well. So it's what's going on between the PNB and the affiliate program, and asking them for directions of what they would like the affiliate task force, how they would like the affiliate task force to follow through.
I just sent off 2 documents to the task force.
Madam Chair, may I speak to the motion?
2 historical documents.
Oh, we don't have a second, or do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
This is Sean in New York. I'll second.
Thank you.
First, Madam Chair, I think it's very problematic to write a letter like this to our affiliates. First of all, as our coordinator just expressed, some of them do not want to get involved in the internal politics. Some of them do not recognize any, at this point, they do not recognize any difference in the services from a year ago. And to write them a letter will almost just be inviting them to look for problems. And it's like saying to them, well, your glass is half full, half empty rather than half full. So if I don't get a better clue as to this letter, I would be opposed to it. And I think there may be a better way to approach this situation positively, or maybe we ought to just let this sleeping dog lie at this point. Thank you.
I would just like to address that for a moment. There is an element to what Teresa is saying that I totally agree with, but I do believe that because the executive director wrote the affiliates directly and has put out a lot of information that they shouldn't have had, I feel that the task force must do something. If you don't like the wording of what I said, we can change it. But I feel that some information from the task force needs to be put out there, because there's already a letter that's been sent to them. And we need to coordinate between the Pacifica. We are the coordinates between Pacifica and the affiliates. I mean, we're helping the coordinator, and she's caught in the middle between all of this.
Madam Chair, Teresa.
Okay.
This is on the agenda later on, and I'm not sure that everybody that's on this call has read the letter. So I would move that we discuss this when we get to it on the agenda, because we're actually still in the chair's report.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And we need to move along more swiftly, because it's 10 of 10 now, and I don't want to keep us on too much longer. So unless there's an objection. Okay, we have a motion and we have a second.
Can I just tell you all, I'm sending out for point of information at the in-person Los Angeles meeting, July of 2000, I have the motion that was passed creating the affiliate coordinator outreach position. I'm going to send that along with the other motions passed at that meeting.
Thank you. I would recommend, Afia, that we just table the motion and tuck it into the discussion that will be coming up.
Is there any objection to tabling it or moving it further down the agenda? Okay. Hearing no objection, then that is the manner in which we'll proceed. Ursula, would you make your report at this time?
I'll just be real brief. I know we're really late and I need to go soon too. Doug is gone. We do actually have an unusual amount of volunteers in the office, which Doug recruited, and so there are actually more people around ready to work on the website and to help with Sprouts production than usual, which is good news and bad news because Doug's not here to manage them. But they're really, really great volunteers, and one of them is working on writing an article about Vicky Santa. She's interviewing Marty Derlin in Colorado to write a story about Vicky Santa's career. Vicky is the station at our largest affiliate, WMNF, who just stepped down, and also was a former Pacifica board member. So it is a big problem for me that there is no person working in the office here with me. Doug's not really my assistant. He's an assistant to Pacifica, and, to help with the operations of the affiliates program. I have spoken to the executive director about it. She did listen to me. I have also, expressed my opinion about the $19,000 deficit, which is being, I also feel, is not an accurate portrayal of what's really happening. Other than that, it's just, we're heading into the time now where it's just all about negotiating contracts. And so it's pretty intense time in the office of trying to figure out, the new contract. Other than that, I don't think I have a whole lot more to report. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I should report. Um,
I think that's it. There's nothing.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
Are you giving any presentation at Grassroots Radio Conference, and do you know of anyone else that's going to Grassroots?
I'm not aware. I'm the only person that Pacifica National is sending. I don't know if there's other people from Pacifica stations coming. I'm the only one from Pacifica National. We will be holding an affiliates meeting on Saturday morning, and I have begun to, you know, have some discussions with Nicole about what she would like me to communicate at the meeting.
Can you speak louder, please?
Sorry. I'm having some meetings with Nicole to find out what she, you know, feels that I should communicate on her behalf to the GRC. And I think she's in the process of figuring that out herself. And she might be receptive to, you know, a meeting with you to, I don't know. But I am going to present whatever information that she, you know, conveys. And other than that, I have told the organizers in KBOO that, I would be willing to, you know, be part of any, you know, workshops that they wanted me to. I'm not proposing anything. I've been asked not to do any sort of outreach other than to market, you know, another to find new affiliates. So I'm not organizing any other workshops to represent Pacifica.
Which, may I just make a note that in the past, Ursula has run several workshops, including technical crew going there. So our presence is totally one of, you know, being disempowered.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Pacifica used to purchase a lunch for everybody there.
No, not at Grassroots.
Oh, not at Grassroots?
No.
I must say that in the past, Pacifica has slowly developed a leadership, a place of leadership in Grassroots that we seem to be lacking this year.
Didn't Pacifica sponsor a meal at this NFCB, or was it the archives?
Pacifica has sponsored meals at GRC.
The archives came to GRC in the past and provided a meal at least two times that I know of, but I don't remember the affiliates providing a meal.
Dan Coughlin did when we were in Jefferson.
In Atlanta this past year, I think Pacifica and the archives shared the cost of a reception. We didn't do a meal this year because we didn't have enough
money. Oh, that's right. It was the reception.
But I wasn't involved with that. That was organized between Brian and Lonnie. I suspect that had something to do with the, you know, there was a very high number this year for the NSCB conference money. And I suspect that that's why it was so high. I have a feeling that that's the money for the reception. That would be my guess. I don't know. But
sure.
When I was looking at that figure and trying to figure out where it came from, that's probably what that figure is.
Right. And you remember the year before, Greg spoke, and it was a lunch. And well-received, I must say, that Pacifica had that presence there, and Greg spoke to the entire room. It was larger that year than this year. But I do say it establishes Pacifica as a leader in progressive media, and by not, you know, so that it was good that they did have that this time. Now, I actually haven't been to a GRC, but I am going this time, so I don't know what the practice has.
We did buy lunch a few times at the GRC, but it really didn't turn out to be a really good experience for us, and so Pacifica kind of backed away from that because it never got credit for it, and so ended up investing instead in the scholarship fund. I think this year there is no scholarship fund being given by Pacifica, but in the past, that's where, you know, Pacifica gave pretty generously to the scholarship fund instead of a lunch. that's the way, that's kind of the pattern we had set.
You know, given who does sponsor the different things, I mean, sometimes it's an attorney group, and so they're money-making. But I think otherwise, the lunch sponsorship isn't a business relationship per se. I think it's more of the interaction of like-minded people, and when the larger organizations are able to do something to help have the conference. You know, the conference is not a big money maker for NFCB, although there's certainly, I mean, that's how they generate their revenue, is through the conference and, you know, so forth, but they're not a profit-making organization per se. So by having Pacifica spend on that, I don't think should be looked at by the membership or others in that that's just tossing money away. It's building camaraderie for the product that we work with, which is radio productions. And so I think it's all legitimate that Pacifica spend the money on those kind of collaborations.
Okay, so do we need a motion? Are we satisfied with what we're proposing to do? Does the coordinator have a motion to suggest, or does someone else have a motion?
Yeah, I'm sorry. See, I had to step away for a minute. I had people come into the house. Can you tell me what the motion is?
No, I'm asking if anyone wants to make a motion.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were addressing me.
My suggestion, is that go into the letter to the national board as an example.
Okay.
And that it not be a motion.
Ms. Dina, can you send that to me? Can you write that down and send that to me?
That just make the statement that Pacifica in the past has a history of donating monies towards collaborating with their the affiliate organizations, GRC, NFCB, in the past of donating money for receptions, lunches, cocktail parties.
Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I never meant for the details of this letter to be discussed at length in this meeting.
Okay.
I ask that Dina take that thought and maybe send me just a reminder to put that item in the letter. Thank you.
Afia?
Go ahead.
I actually thought of one more thing that I should probably bring before the committee or the task force. There is a little bit of work that needs to be done in relation to internet radio stations. Nicole has raised some issues about indemnification, and I discussed that with John Krigler, and she is right to some extent that the stations that are not licensed through NFCB or the CPB for streaming music, actually, there is a little bit of a problem there with indemnification, and that probably there needs to be something added to the contracts to clarify that you know, if a station does not have that kind of licensing, that Pacifica is not responsible for it. And so that is going to create a little bit of a change in the contract, and it's probably going to result in a particular contract for internet stations. And I'm bringing this up because I think actually legally this task force has been held responsible for passing, you know, new contracts. So I wanted to alert you to it, and so that, you know, eventually that's coming down the pike, and it'll
Thanks.
Have to be approved by the task force.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big thing. It's just one of these little things that, you know. Okay, I'm finished. I actually need to leave because I have something I have to attend to here. Is there any other anything else that I should do in this meeting before I leave?
I have nothing, and it appears that no one else does. And if we do, then we will email you.
Okay, or feel free to call me, you know, here at home, and I'll pick up the phone. I'm here. I just need to be taking care of something right now. So, okay, thank you very much, all of you. And, you know, I really, again, just my heartfelt appreciation for, you know, your concern and time. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you for all the work that you do.
Yeah.
Okay. If we can at this point move to the subcommittee reports.
Madam Chair, I have a request. Could we put the subcommittee reports at the end if there's any time for them? I think it's more important that we discuss the letter that the ED sent and whether and what we're how we're going to deal with the ED. What we need to do, I should say, in preparation for a conversation with the ED.
Madam Chair, I'm actually opposed to that. I know that the two committees that I'm on, I think we can move fairly quickly because we haven't met. So I'd say let's just whip through the subcommittee reports.
Well, we did approve the agenda at the outset, and if we can, and I agree with you that the reports are short, so I agree with the secretary that we should go ahead and follow the agenda as we originally approved it, and. Along that line, as far as the eligibility and role subcommittee, there is not anything new to report at this time, as I have frankly wound up spending more time focusing on general PMV matters than work plan that we set out for ourselves, which was to present the proposal to the election subcommittee of the PMB to get input. And although I have talked to various members of the election subcommittee, no specific proposal has gelled. And the same is true of the bylaws committee. So I will refocus on that to have a more fuller report at the next meeting. Dina, did you want to add something?
No, other than you had contact with Carolyn Burden, a member of the or chair of the election committee.
Chair, she's a member of the election committee, and she is the chair or convener of a work group.
Okay.
For the election committee.
So there's been slight movement.
Yes. Okay. And Teresa had asked for postponement of the report on the Affiliate Definitions Committee.
Madam Chair, this committee has not, this subcommittee has not met, and I'm wondering, I mean, I hate to say this, but it's like so many other things seem to be taking a higher priority. The three people on this subcommittee are myself, Dina Colbert, and Afia Nwangaza. So, it was my intention to hold a meeting this past month, but I have not done that. So I guess my question, I have a question for the people on this call. Does anyone else want to join this subcommittee? Hearing no volunteers, I will get with these other two people to determine whether we need, Dina and Afia, do you want to hold a meeting for this subcommittee or put it on the back burner for another month?
I think we need to put it on the back burner.
Yeah, I think we're compelled to.
All right, so I'm going to, I will try to schedule a meeting for sometime in September. Hopefully things will have calmed down a little bit.
Okay. All right, and then fundraising?
I would like to convene that meeting sooner. I will convene it. I believe that that Don White was going to help with that, and I'm very sorry at his passing. Is there anyone here who would like to join this subcommittee? Don't be shy.
Maybe you can recruit some people who are not on the call.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. Now, the role at the Grassroots Radio Conference. That,
Fee, are you going?
Well, I talked. It's not clear yet. I'm trying to work on it, and I was supposed to work on it today, except that I was in court this morning, or I was scheduled to be in court this morning, and because of the court schedule, I wound up getting shifted to the afternoon. For some reason, we had technical difficulties at the station, so it's just been one of those manic, unproductive, in fact, counterproductive kind of day, so I didn't get to it, but it is on my schedule for first thing in the morning.
Okay.
So the goal is to try to go.